Diano San Pietro and its hamlets. In recent times, we have proposed several itineraries to discover the hinterland of the Gulf of Diano, trying to take you with us to discover unusual landscapes. We want to continue on this road, and also, therefore, we present you a small trip in the territory of the municipality of Diano San Pietro and its hamlets. Although far from the most popular tourist destinations, we highly recommend a visit to this village, especially in autumn, when the countryside comes alive and the olive trees are preparing to give us their first ripe fruits. Visit to the village of Diano San Pietro. As the name suggests, the town of Diano San Pietro is also involved in the history of the Lucus Bormani, the ancient Roman mansion created in the area where a sacred forest once stood. It is not far, in fact, from our farm holidays in Diano Marina, just 5 kilometers. Inhabited already around the year 1000, the small village of Diano San Pietro initially developed around the ancient church of San Pietro. It was then a parish church, a rural church with adjoining baptistery. Later, in the upper part of the valley, were also born the other villages, where agriculture developed more. The village is really small and quiet. The general silence is just interrupted by the roar of a stream and the voices of some people who stop to chat. It seems like an enchanted world where we are not surprised to see some cats quietly hanging out in the churchyard. We can only admire the majestic Baroque style facade wanted by Filippo Marvaldi, architect that we have already met in Cervo, with its beautiful Church of the Corallini. However, it is worth remembering that the oldest structure dates back to the 5th century, as evidenced by the traces of the baptistery. Some parts of the bell tower in Romanesque Provençal style can be dated back to the 12th century, as well as elements used for the construction of the roof. We make a short tour around the Carrugi and then we continue our journey to discover the territory of Diano San Pietro towards its hamlets. Moltedo. The first village we meet is Moltedo. We reach it after crossing narrow hairpin bends, dominated by the green foliage of olive trees. When we reach the first set of houses, overlooking a small courtyard, we notice the church of San Pantaleone. Dating back to the 17th century, the building is admired for its simplicity, in which stands out a stucco relief depicting the saint. Diano Borganzo. We continue straight on our road along the provincial road 36 and we meet the hamlet of Diano Borganzo. Before reaching the center, in Lombardy, we are struck by an abandoned church, which we discover to be the oratory of Saint Trinità. The church is really simple, with a single nave and a small bell tower. It is almost completely immersed in the vegetation, and it is just a few steps from a private garden where a lemon tree kindly stands next to it. In the town of Diano Borganzo, we can only pay homage to the beautiful parish church dedicated to the Nativity of Holy Mary, whose current appearance is due to Angelo and Francesco Ardissone, who worked there in the second half of the 19th century. Inside, in the center of the apse, above the choir, there is a polyptych by Antonio Brea, dated 1518. Just outside the town, instead, we meet the oratory of San Giovanni Battista, a private chapel of the historic Ardissone family. From the curious richly decorated facade, it has a series of columns, stuccos, and large statues on top. On the sides, instead, the remains of an older building and a house that is leaning against it in poor condition. Campo Rotondo. After Diano Borganzo, we head towards another hamlet, Campo Rotondo or Campo Rondo, which we reach by climbing a very steep road. Once arrived, we leave the car in a parking lot to proceed on foot. There is an uphill walk, but it is really worth it. Everything is quiet, and from the courtyards of the houses, only an old beagle and an affectionate kitten welcome us. The rest is silence and peace, which envelop us in the churchyard of Saints Vincent and Anastasius. On the left, we notice a bomb from the Second World War, a bomb made safe and which we have chosen to expose, perhaps as a warning on the effects of the conflicts on the civilian population. A tour through the Carugi then allows us to meet some domestic ovens, which come out of the walls like stone bellies. Diano Roncagli. Finally, we take the car back to the hamlet of Roncagli, where, on the border with Diano Arentino, we find the medieval bridge of the Madonnetta, but is perhaps the historical center with its Carugi that has enchanted us the most. Smells of preparation in the kitchen and some kittens walking through the Carugi immediately take us into a familiar dimension. Between the walls, numerous painted stones accompany us to the top with some Ligurian proverbs. Waiting for us is the parish church of Santa Lucia, which announces the end of our journey. A journey through the past of the architectural and artistic beauties of our territory, inserted in a peaceful present, made of simple things, and that we will never stop guarding as a precious gift.